This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies, November 28th, 2000.
The Justice Department, if you control the police, you own the system.
Why does Pizzagate matter? Key elements include the ownership of Besta Pizza, located two doors down from Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Besta Pizza is owned by Andrew Klein, a lawyer with the DOJ's Human Trafficking Unit. This symbol, which has since been removed, is the exact symbol representing boy love that the FBI flagged in their investigation of public displays of pedophilia code. It's pretty simple. One of the leading prosecutors dealing exclusively with child trafficking decided to overtly display it on the menu of a business he owns. Coincidence? A case of bad luck regarding artistic license? Or is the red fox running the hen house? Another key element. Just three doors down from Besta Pizza is the Politics and Prose bookstore where many prominent politicians, including Barack Obama, have spoken. The bookstore is owned by Washington Post journalist Bradley Graham and his wife Lisa Muscatine. Muscatine served as chief speechwriter and top advisor to Hillary Clinton. Directly across the street from Prose and Poetry is the Beyond Borders office. Beyond Borders claims it is fighting to end child slavery in Haiti. This, after angry Haitians have demanded the billions of aid the Clinton Foundation stole from them. However, New Life Children's Refuge founder Laura Silsby, a woman with financial hellhounds on her trail due to her failing internet business Personal Shopper, which was rife with charges of unpaid employees, fraud, and wrongful termination suits, attempted to traffic 33 Haitian children into the Dominican Republic in the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake on January 12, 2010. Haitian officials placed Silsby and nine other missionaries under arrest for child trafficking. After all were released except for Silsby, Silsby's attorney withdrew as her counsel. Silsby then hired Jorge Puello, a Dominican attorney under investigation for child trafficking in El Salvador. It was then that Hillary and Bill Clinton stepped in to diminish the charges against Silsby. According to WikiLeaks, Hillary's interest in Silsby dated back 9 years before the Haitian earthquake. WikiLeaks also reveals that Huma Abedin kept Hillary in the loop regarding Silsby's situation. Shania King, writing for the Harvard Human Rights Journal, elaborates, "The Haitian justice system, prodded in part by President Clinton's diplomatic efforts on behalf of the missionaries, determined that none of the missionaries were guilty of illegal activities except the leader, Laura Silsby, who faced a lesser charge of organizing illegal travel. Along with the Haitian justice system, some observers excused the missionaries' actions, even though they rose to the level of child trafficking. They did so essentially because we place such little value on the integrity of poor families." Another disturbing Pizzagate element. James Alifantis has also visited the White House 5 times, which adds to the perverse nature of this WikiLeaks email regarding President Obama when the pedo code is applied to hot dog slash pizza. It reads, "I think Obama spent $65,000 of the taxpayers' money flying in pizza slash dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House not long ago. Assume we are using the same channels?"
I still go back to the same thing I've said from the beginning. A poor pedophile must go out and take the risk of being caught by grabbing their own victim. Does the rich pedophile take that risk of being caught? Heavens no. They pay someone. That's when we develop supply and demand that now has the name of human trafficking, and it's going on everywhere in the United States.
Say what you want about the filth on Comet Ping Pong Pizza owner James Alifantis' Instagram. The most damaging pictures are those of digging holes in the floor in what appears to be an attempt to connect Comet Ping Pong to the exclusive underground labyrinth of Washington, D.C. Tie all of that into Alifantis' ranking as GQ's 49th most powerful man in D.C. and Politics and Prose owners Graham and Muscatine as numbers 50. Alifantis and company and the circumstantial evidence far outweighs even the Michael Jackson pedo scandal. Maybe that's why Macaulay Culkin named his band Pizza Underground. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's all in the WikiLeaks. It's all there. Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 28th day of November, 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And wow, is there a lot to cover. Every time I sit down, I just cannot believe how over the top it all is. I was going over just mainline news sites, the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, McClatchy. I was going to Drudge. I was going to InfoWars. I was going to Breitbart. I was going to my email. I was going to Twitter. I was going to Facebook last night and this morning, just looking at things. And by the time I get on air, my head is spinning, just like I know yours is. There is a stack of news of Muslims doing horrible, horrible things to women and children and homosexuals. And the liberals don't care. They actually praise it and push it and promote it and are mad that I just use the word homosexual. All they care about is controlling the culture. And they like Islam. They like Orthodox Islam because it will meld into their authoritarianism quite nicely. It's crazy how bankrupt the so-called left is. It really is crazy. Look at these headlines. Indonesian woman flogged for close proximity with a man. She got closer than a foot away. Indonesian Muslim hardliners break up what they think is a gay sex party. Men aren't even allowed to have a party. After the beating, Moroccan TV, this is on mainline TV, airs makeup tips for hiding domestic violence. This is without me even looking for this stuff. Italy's Minister of Interior, surrender your homes to migrants or face jail. We saw a video of this last week. They're expanding it across the country, saying it may just be permanent. In fact, in Germany, they're saying get out of your house. And, of course, the migrants are almost all Muslim. Throwing people out and bringing, you know, 15 people into a tiny hotel with an 80-year-old guy named Luigi basically having a heart attack. Can't make that up. And then I've got Kaepernick, who is such a spoiled brat. Can we pull up my tweet about him today? I didn't put his name in it, but I tweeted this morning. I was doing a lot of tweeting this morning. I was so upset about just the state of the world. And I basically said, makes $100-plus million plus. I looked it up. In his career, he's been paid about $180 million. If you count the $130 or so he's been paid from the Football League, and then there's a whole bunch more from sponsorship. Yeah, lives in the U.S., makes $100-plus million, talks crap 24-7 about America, and loves dead communist mass killer Castro. That's at Real Alex Jones. And you know what the first tweet response was and a bunch of others were? Well, I bet Castro never called him the N-word. See, his white parents that adopted him. And then he goes around bitching everywhere. And it's all incongruent and stupid. And it so cost celeb to like Fidel Castro. I'll let folks know a little something. I mean, I think I've shown the letter on air. I don't think I'm breaking this here. But I was invited to go speak and have dinner with Ahmadinejad. Didn't do it. And I was invited to Cuba and told, and you might get to meet Castro. And then you go through a little thing and he pats you on the head like I'm a monkey. Didn't go on the Cuba trip 10 years ago. Back when I was exposed to the government for 9/11, they thought I was like a communist or something. No, I was a patriot just covering the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Don't want to go to Iran. Don't want to have dinner. They're like, you don't understand. It was an official state letter of them calling me like 100-plus times. He wants to personally have dinner. The president wants to have dinner with you alone, not just this big event. And I said, no. Everything paid first class. No. But let me tell you, Fidel Castro calls you or he pats you on the head like he's done so many people. And then, he's so nice. People ask Albert Speer, the German interior minister, pretty much ran the Third Reich, why he was only got off at Nuremberg without, you know, a long prison sentence or death. And they said, why did you go along with Hitler? And he said, well, when the devil's got his arm around you in a warm embrace, you don't realize it's the devil. Now, before we go any further, I want to just mention the other news that's here, but imagine the ignorance of the guy that responded to my tweet, if we can put it back on screen, that, I bet Fidel never called him the N-word. You don't know anything about Cuba or anything about the Caribbean or anything about Latin America. If you knew anything about it, you would know that blacks, except for maybe Brazil, are treated much worse than they're treated anywhere in North America. I mean, it is unbelievably racist. But I just love the ignorant morons that tweeted me, bet Fidel never called him an N-word. Oh, the poor baby. I bet he might have been called the N-word. I was called a cracker-ass honky hundreds of times growing up in Dallas. Routinely, walking down the street, black racists drive by. I ought to beat your ass, skinny-ass crackerhead. You look like a cop, you blonde-haired freak. You blonde-haired devil. You blue-eyed devil. I ought to get out of this car and I ought to kill your ass. And I was brought up so colorblind that I'd go, I'm going to go over to my friend's house. I play football with this black. So I'd go to the black neighborhood, and they'd be like, you better come on back in my house with my grandma. That guy's racist, me, old black guy out there with a shotgun. I'll kill your crack ass, blow your head off, boy. And he'd be like, that's racist imitating. No, that's how people talk to me. It's okay to make fun of a Donald Trump's wife's accent. I can make fun of anybody's accent. We have to break with the political correctness and not be politically correct anymore. I have been, let's just say, a lot of what I call fights. It's where I was assaulted racially. But see, I transcend that and was never a tribalist because I understand those were brainwashed, ignorant people, just like there's white people that can act like that. But there is an open season to demonize white people. So let's say I want to call Kaepernick names. Is it okay if I said, well, I got called a cracker, and then I got hit in the head with a lead pipe, and then I was in the hospital for 3 days and could hardly see because the concussion was so bad, and then I got body slammed and got 15 stitches in the back of my head. And then I fought back as I got older and put people in the hospital, so I got thrown in juvenile repeatedly. And they tried to break my parents' parental control over me because they didn't know how somebody 160 pounds was putting 250-pound people in the hospital. And I mean in the hospital. I'm not even proud of that, but I defended myself. I mean, I love that ignorant, racist, swollen elitist on his own world, Bernie Sanders, going, If you are white, you don't know what it's like to be poor. Funny, I have the demographics here. The most wealthy, upwardly mobile group per capita is the first 9 designations, you can look it up yourself, of Asians, starting with Indians. And then it's Japanese, and then it just moves on down the line. And then it's other subgroups of what you would call Asian or mixed with Anglo. That's called Arab. With a sprinkling of African. People don't even know what an Arab is. But, someone could tweet back at me that Fidel never called him an N-word. No, they just called Obama a mayata and a black boy in the front page of Havana Papers. Because in a communist world, having someone grovel to Fidel and Raul and then getting to call him basically the N-word was a delicious pleasure. To have the American president called an N-word in front of everyone in their newspapers was a big joke, pissing down our backs. But you don't care. You're a pseudo-intellectual that doesn't even know what a mayata is. It means blackbird. You know, heckle and jekyll? It's a racist term. You've been in Latin America? You watch the cartoons on TV? You think you're at a frickin' KKK rally? And I'm not even bashing Latin America. The point is, that's just how people are all over the world. You go to Saudi Arabia, you're not a Saudi Arabian, they're going to ask you every 5 feet what you're doing. You're a woman, you show your face, you're going to go to prison. The whole world's barbarous and backwards, and we look at America and then little Kaepernick bitches about his $170, $180 million he's made the last 7 years. Oh, what a poor baby. And he's set to be paid millions and millions and millions more, and so he can run around and bitch. And he's got his right. People say, well, you know, Kaepernick, he's got his right. Why are you censoring him? I'm not censoring him. When I say the guy's a buffoon, I bet this guy never had a white person lay their finger on him unless it was his adopted mama spanking his butt or something. What a bunch of babies. What a bunch of babies. Sick of it. Tired of it. Makes me want to throw up. I told you last night, just to keep pointing out, before anybody announced this morning that Mitt Romney's going Tuesday to meet with Mr. 45 there at Trump Tower, El Presidente-elect, and I also told you that Petraeus was going to be going Tuesday. Told you last night on air, told you the special video I did last night, and I'm just pointing out that that just rubs into the media that they have no idea what's going on, and I do, and I just heard from multiple sources, because of Conway and others standing up and Bannon standing up, that Trump is really backing away from Romney right now. The decision's not been made. Nobody knows but Trump. But the good news is I'm told that things are moving very nicely in that direction, so keep the heat on them. And Trump had really tried to work it out with Hillary and tried to say, look, I don't know what other prosecutors will do and stuff, but, you know, I'll try to back off here if you just, you know, you back off. And I told Trump a few weeks ago, I said, she's never going to back off. We did talk about some of this. I said, just watch. And now Trump sees that. She's not backing off with the whole recount. She's officially joined. So all that's going on. But before I get into all that today, I want to get into the key to everything, the absolute heart of what's destroying us, straight ahead. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now, before I get to the heart of the matter, right here on the Alex Jones Show, thank you for joining us. I'm yours truly, Alex Jones. I want to just point out that hours ago, Drudge had it right. Mass shooting Ohio State machete attack. You had to dig into a Daily Mail article to find a school official saying it was a machete because they were attacked. And it turns out, hours ago, the media knew this, but as of break time, is still announcing mass shooting. CNN in the break room was saying mass shooting will let you know more how many injured, how many dead. Well, turns out he had this written over an hour ago. Kit Daniels, Ohio State attack copies ISIS killing style. They've ordered ISIS and Islamists to launch more knife attacks and machete attacks. It's happening on a daily basis in the Western world, or even more often in some cases. Update, a federal law enforcement official said the suspect used a knife and a car in the attack, just like the truck attack. Remember in Nice, it wasn't an Islamic attack, it was a truck attack, not a firearm, which still mimics the killing style of recent ISIS-inspired terror attacks. You can bet your bottom dollar that will get swept under the rug as quickly as possible. I haven't even hit the news yet. It's big, it's important, it's deep. That's coming up in the next long segment. But I was complaining this morning in there with some of my managers that when I leave my children for a couple days with loving, good family that I care about, when they come back, they're like zombies. And it's not that they're eating bad food, they're watching lots of television. They're not focusing as much, they're stumbling around. It's a joke. And I actually have hundreds of studies. Anybody can Google television watching linked to Alzheimer's, neurological disorders, lower IQ, Asperger's disorder when you're a kid if you watch too much TV. You can just Google doctors say don't let kids have any screen time. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have any screen time. And if you let them have any of it, they then just start demanding it all the time. It's amazing. I'm the type on a plane ride or maybe the fifth hour of a trip in a car, I'll say, all right, here it is. But I shouldn't even do that. With my first child, we didn't let him have any TV until about 2.5. The others, we caved in quicker. But depression, loneliness, it's all linked to it. Everybody knows this. And so I am officially just taking the TVs completely out, except for one that's going to be in a closet on a roller that you've got to bring out to watch DVDs or films. That's it, maybe once a week. I'm done. And if you want to know the secret to defeating globalists, it's stop watching mainline television. The flicker rates, all of it puts you into a dreamlike state. Sure, you're watching stuff online. This lowers IQs to certain points. Studies show, but not as bad as mainline TV or entertainment TV where you suspend disbelief. This is fact-oriented. We're showing exhibits. We're making you access information in your own brain. Stuff that's just filler lowers IQ because it doesn't cause neurons to expand out. Reading does because you have to image everything you read. If you say a Titanic hit the iceberg in the North Atlantic, listed for 2 hours, then sunk to the bottom. You picture all you know about the Titanic. You have to draw it up in your mind. It expands neurons. It expands connections. When you listen to talk radio, it's been found to boost IQ even more than reading because you're audibly listening to it. And most people get their truest form of learning like sitting around the campfire. They've got studies where if you have a campfire, people are more attentive and listen. It's why Hitler would have his rallies with big, huge fires at night. This is all known, okay? Now, that said, Weldon Henson was in there. He goes, absolutely. You know, our daughter, who's the sweetest thing around, wasn't allowed to have any TV for 2 years. Wild girl, which she's supposed to be, bouncing off the wall. She's so smart. And Weldon told me the shocking development when they let her watch TV as a test. Weldon Henson.
Well, I guess, you know, we had that long weekend. Everybody was off for a few days. And so day four, I think me and my wife were going crazy because the kid is just running around, which is great. We're happy that
what they're supposed to.
Yeah. So day four, we're just like, yesterday, we're like, all right, that's it. We've had enough. Let's just turn the TV on. We only have one TV. We don't have cable. We just try to find some stuff on the antenna. I walk in the room to do something. I come back out in 2 minutes, Alex. I walk out, and my daughter looks like she's in a trance. She's, like, sloped down on the couch, like, taking the prone position or whatever you would do.
Just totally unconscious in a dream state.
It actually scared me, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, hey, Brielle, what, you know, hey. And then my wife came out. She's like, what's the matter? I said, Brielle looks like she's in a trance. She looks like she's all of a sudden.
Because she's in a medical trance.
And it was the first time we'd let her watch TV. She's just a little over 2 years old.
Magicians 1,000 years ago swinging a jewel with a candle could put you into a trance. Imagine, listen, the entire UT psychology department, Weldon, I was led into it secretly 15 years ago. I can talk about it now because the guy moved on to MIT. And I'm just going to stop right there. I ran into one of the other guys when I had surgery. He was the anesthesiologist, strangely enough. That's what they were running in there on these monkeys. The point is that they had them all wired in to their brains, and just it was the monkey farm in Baskerville. I was allowed to see it, and it looked like something out of a science fiction movie. Hundreds of monkeys, apes hooked into deals, and they're just hitting them with flicker rates for the Defense Department, just studying how to put people into a trance. Well, that's what the carrier waves they've got on MSM are.
I've always believed that TV was just like a weapon that New World Order uses for sure. Man, you know, it freaked me out to see her like that. You know, she's a little over 2 years old. She's always been crazy and energetic and just very vocal. And I told my wife, I said, let's turn the TV off. You know, I know we've gone to the park twice already today. I said, we're going again. We have a little park, you know, block away from our house.
Exactly. How long did it take? Well, let's talk about how long till she got out of the trance, because here's the deal. I'm going to explain all this when we come back. This is the big enchilada, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, I just sat here in the last little six-minute segment and rattled off to you personal experiences, being given a very quick look into a secret DARPA mind control operation that's not even heavily guarded. It was low-level secret, restricted, not even classically secret. I sit here and I read you Associated Press, Reuters, BBC admitting IQ lowering, brain damage, neurological disorders from television, general public in a dissociative disorders, not able to connect with other people. The language is shrinking. And you know how Matt Taibbi and people at the Rolling Stone respond? They go, that's Alex Jones claiming there's a zombie apocalypse and gay frogs. That's their talking point. These are big journalists. They just have 10 or 15 points they're given by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the White House that are approved. This has all come out in the WikiLeaks, and then they just repeat them like they're geniuses and then go to coffee shops and talk about how liberal they are when we're the real liberals. Julian Assange is a real liberal. Snowden is a real liberal by exposing evil. But the point I'm getting at here is
I only say that because Taibbi, I mean, I'm attacked by all these people every day, almost every hour. I mean, there's everything from the Australian papers to the German papers to the New Zealand papers to the UK papers to the US papers. I can't even read it all. I mean, we're talking, let's not exaggerate, 100 articles a day. With, I mean, because I get the Google alerts. It actually sends them. It's just like, what the hell? And it's like all, you'll see for like a week, the same article rewritten by everybody. That's how you know it's directed. And you'll see another article rewritten by everybody. And you're like, this is so centralized. And then it was just everywhere. He says Obama sent a tornado 5 years ago to Oklahoma City. He says frogs are gay. And everybody laughs. When I was on Howard Stern and brought this up, and he laughed and said, oh, gay frogs and gay shrimp. And I said, yeah, yeah, gay frogs and gay shrimp. When I was doing a whole diatribe warning people and reading New Scientist about how the frogs are either asexual or deformed, what? And then it turns into a gay frog joke. This is happening. Our sperm counts are down 90%. We're dying. Our kids are brain damaged. The average person can hardly talk now. The IQs are dropping. Everything's happening. And all they do is make little jokes to each other like it's funny. This is like Omega Man. We're trying to save these people, and they're out to get us. You were talking about your daughter, though. You were saying, we got to take her to the park again. Hey, get her with paints. Get her a train set. Get her an erector set. They're meant to just be building things, and that's the dynamic human spirit. And I'm telling you, you don't give kids vaccines. You keep them away from television. They're bouncing off the walls. They look healthy. They excel. My kids, and I don't want to brag, they win all the speech awards, all the, because they're in school, all the school awards. It's like all of them. Just, oh, every time, number one. Every time, you know, class president, every time. And they're not even trying to because they're not zombos. Go ahead.
Well, our daughter's super healthy. I mean, and she is wild. I mean, we have folks come over and visit, and they're just like, wow.
That's entertainment.
Your child is full of energy. And no, don't get me wrong. There's been
my nickname when I was a kid was Wild Man.
Hey, you know, I like it. Me and my wife talk about it all the time. We're like, well, this is way better, and this is what I've always felt like. That's how they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be full of energy. They're supposed to be wild. You know, but the thing we're not gonna do is stick them in front of a TV just so we can have time to ourselves. Like, that's not very fair. And I guess
Well, now it's not your kid. Now it's the states. And folks, let me be honest with you. As the years have gone by, I have used a television as a pacifier. And you lie to yourself and go, oh, I'm gonna let them watch a Nova show, or I'm gonna let them watch. But then sooner or later, oh, you catch them watching the Kardashians. It's just got to be cut off.
I mean, the list of unhealthy reasons,
especially under the age of six, zero.
Well, there's the scary thing is if you read, I was just reading actually an article, and they were like, kids under five, the average amount of TV time they watch a day is 2 to 3 hours, Alex. Do you know what that's doing to them?
By the way, the parents lie in those studies. It's estimated it's actually 8 hours.
And that's scary. I mean, our daughter.
They've done studies on the studies. The parents are lying.
Our daughter was watching TV for 15 minutes yesterday, and that was the first time she ever watched it. She was in a trance. And for a second there, I kind of felt like what it must be like whenever you over-vaccinate your kid and you come home and they're not quite normal. And that's the kind of eye-awakening
Absolutely. Well, expanding on that, Weldon, you're an artist that's playing 4 or 5 nights a week, sometimes crowds of 10,000 people at the rodeo and the Houston Rodeo, you name it. Your music's on XM. You know, you're a successful guy right there at that tier under superstar. You've been doing it since you got out of the Air Force 10 years ago, been working with us. But you've run up the ladder here to, you know, run our shipping and also part of our promotions department. You do a better job than folks I hired that had, you know, Harvard degrees, literally. Boy, they're a nightmare. You learn real quick those people are big problems. And but still, you're working hard. You're doing things. You got your own life. You're barbecuing with friends over. I come over. You know, you're going out fishing. We're going out bowling. We're, you know, or maybe we go out and see a movie. But it's like once a week or every 2 weeks. It's not our God where we sit around with our dinners. Times I go to your house for dinner, we sit around your damn kitchen table
sure
and we talk.
You know,
we arm wrestle.
A lot of people spend thousands of dollars on TVs. You know what I did, Alex? We don't watch TV in our house. I spent a couple thousand dollars on a big, nice dinner table.
That's right.
No, I'm not joking.
No, that's why I sit there and eat T-bone steaks.
You know, when I moved to Austin, Tennessee.
And you go to a local butcher and get your meat. It's all about a lifestyle, folks.
It is disconnected
from the corporates.
We know, and then folks say, "Well, how are you able to do all this, Weldon? I mean, you're helping run InfoWars. You have a music career going. It's crazy." I said, "You know what I did 10 years ago when I moved here to do this? I swore off TV. I don't watch TV. You know how many times whenever I was in the Air Force, which we were still having fun, you'd come home after work and you would turn on the TV and you're like, hey, I'm going to watch this show for 30 minutes. Next thing you know, it's midnight.
Yeah.
And so when I moved on.
Yeah, you weren't out at the pool hall picking up a chick. You weren't out playing basketball. You weren't out golfing. You were sitting there giving this thing your entire life. People say, well, you're a hypocrite, Alex. You're on TV. We came here to overthrow the mainline corporate system. We came here like the Matrix. They jack into the Matrix to get to you, but we're not of the Matrix, folks. We're here jacking into this thing, warning you, and I'll say it again. Statistically, this is not as good, and our main audience is talk radio. Let's not forget that. Talk radio is very good for your brain. Look at all this. Just Google talk radio. Listening to book on tape is good for your brain. You'll get more articles on that, but it's the same thing. Spoken word is good for the brain. You add a fire to it, it takes you to a place. Let me tell you where I am. I hate it when it gets hot. Because you know where I am? I'm in my backyard around a fire pit, and 3 hours goes by, and I got my kids hugging me, and we cook little steaks over it and have a salad out
and
there.
And you talk, and you discuss things.
And it's just, I'm higher than a damn kite.
No, that's exactly what we do.
Fire is the original television set, folks. I'm telling you, I want to launch an entire program of eradicating televisions and going to people's houses and just clapping while they destroy their televisions. I'm telling you, I want to start a jihad on televisions, Weldon.
I'm with you. I mean, we don't even have cable or anything.
And smartphones, too. I mean, I use them myself so effectively that I explain, this is evil, but I have one, but it's so hypocritical. How do I handle that? I mean, I really only use this to fight the New World Order. I don't sit there and screw around on it, but then my kids are like, we can't have phones, but you've got one. What do I do?
I think you just really explained to them they're using it as a weapon. It's a tool.
It's a dangerous weapon, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tracks everywhere I go, everything I do. I remember 20 years ago, there'd be reporters coming, or I wasn't even that away, 18 years ago, and I'd turn a cell phone off and put it away before I talked about something classified I've been told or whatever. And they'd say, that's crazy. And I said, I've been told by NSA people that they've got tracker chips in it, and they triangulate, and they listen, and they've got keywords that activate it and start recording once they hear it. And they're just, you're crazy. Why do you cover up, you know, or unplug your camera when you go to bed at night? Well, I don't want to have them videotape me having sex with my wife. All come out. That's what they do, folks.
Yeah, I mean, the cell phone's another thing. You know, I know me and my wife, you know, we come into the house and we set our phones down on the kitchen table right there, and they don't go anywhere else with us in the house.
I like the fact I was trying to get a hold of David Knight for about a day during Thanksgiving. And you know what? He had his phone shut off, and he wasn't answering it. I just was like, you know what? I'm shutting mine off.
Well, that's a huge distraction as well.
We've got to, it's not selfish. We've got to take back our lives. Like Drudge said when he said, feel the, you know, air, you know, touch the water. I forget the exact quote. It was better than what I just said. When we saw that evil photo of Zuckerberg walking, and he's bipedal, everybody else is devolved, squatting there with these cheap AI systems on their head.
These people are trying to control us.
Google Glasses failed. We don't want this crap. And notice now that they tell us all the CEOs go, this is a false reality. We offer a better one now. This is all fake. We're going to make it as ugly as we can. That's been declassified. So you accept this drugged, fake AI system. No, I don't want to accept a world and a universe you make. Can we pull up the Drudge tweet about Zuckerberg and the AI? I forget it. Like, Drudge tweet says, you know, remember the, you know, the wind in your hair, touching the water, or something like that. I need to send out stuff. I saw this thing on Reddit this morning, because I'll go there a lot on the Donald, because they have great news hounds. They find a lot of links and things. And I saw it, and it was like Reddit had put out the question, what is globalism? Like, talking to us, like, what is the color yellow, and what does it mean to you, like, you're 3 years old? That's how they get off on talking to us, because, you know, you think those servers, oh, they're dumb, or they think we're dumb. No. They know dumbing down the message is the medium, the message is turning you into that. They talk to you like that to dumb the language down. What is globalism? Does it exist? It's like saying, what is the sun? Does it exist?
Well, it's funny, Alex, we just got out of this huge, you know, presidential, you know, electoral, you know, whole deal. And I could always tell my friends who watch TV, and they watch enormous amounts of TV, just because when you'd have a conversation with them about, you know, the presidential debates or whatever, you could tell.
They'd regurgitate.
Yeah, you could tell who watches lots of TV and who doesn't, and who actually goes out and seeks information, tries to find the truth. And people just have talking points that, you know, they just spell.
Well, notice MSNBC and CNN and people like Matt Taibbi, they talk about how they're intellectual all day. What they are is really emotional cult members of their church of control. And they can't admit that they're in a limited lexicon, they're in a limited thesaurus, a limited paradigm. We're totally off the reservation. Labels mean nothing here. I don't care what color you are, where you're from, as long as you promote freedom and believe in humanity, I love you. You're my brother, you're my sister. But I will not sit here then through guilt and bow down to your system that's only meant to make me submit. You're not trying to get me to say I'm sorry for stuff I didn't do to make the world better. You're doing it to make me your slave because you know I'm virtuous, and I'm not going to do it. But looking at this, Think about how controlled the media is. Think about everything we've talked about to come true. Think about how the world is getting crazier and crazier, and it's state-run, and communism as an operating system of the robber barons is being rolled out on a planetary scale, Weldon, and their biggest weapon is the television. You look at the Mark Dice interviews, where 9 out of 10 people say put gun owners in forced labor camps. 9 out of 10 say, the latest thing is, put Bigfoot on the endangered species list. He's not going out and finding mentally retarded people or folks that are deaf.
These normal people off the street.
This is California. This is trendy Austin. Where, let me tell you something. They don't know what freaking planet they're on.
They're in a trance, and it's actually funny to them. That's the thing that really disturbs me sometimes. They actually find that it's funny that they don't know about anything.
Exactly. Their pleasure is that they're uninformed, and they'll always have some bigoted statement like, you speak with a Texas accent. I don't listen to that. And they relish being uninformed. They relish being sheep. They relish being led around. And then look at their so-called guides. I have met with them, been around a lot of the top journalists in the country. And you have dinner with them, they're stupid. I've been at the highest levels of Hollywood. And, they're stupid. I mean, what's crazy is to sit back and realize, oh, my God, common sense is 100 times smarter than these people that live in this whole plastic system and have no idea what they're
part of. It's too much work for them to actually go listen to 15 minutes of your show. Instead, they just like to discredit you and say, well, he thinks frogs are gay. Ha, ha, ha. It's a big joke. It's funny. Discredit him, right?
And then I come back out with sometimes 100 articles. I've done this like 5 times, just testing them. And I'll go, here's the New Scientist. Here's this side of a report. Here's the Associated Press. Here's Reuters. Here's this university. Let me have a scientist on. It's an epidemic of sperm low counts and tumors caused by glyphosate. And I'll go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sick of them saying that I'm saying it's gay frogs. This is made up. Hillary took that clip of me saying I'm sick of them saying gay frogs and put it in her national TV ad saying I said gay frogs again. And again, it's that they think you're so stupid they would sit there and do that to you. They would sit there and they put out new Trump clips supposedly from his wife saying that she had to use mace on him. They're the ones launching this giant fake news crescendo.
They know they can just lie and put out one-liners that draw attention and that are lies, and they know people will buy it.
And then they they're accusing us of it. And I mentioned Matt Taibbi. I just picked him out because, just people just walk around going, I'm liberal. I'm Rolling Stone. Oh, I'm sorry. We're only something like 50-something times bigger, according to Quantcast, than the Rolling Stone. People wonder why the Rolling Stone calls the New York Times. I don't even call them back because they're a joke. They're just wanting to interview us to act like they did a real interview. We're way bigger than them. We're done with them. So continuing, at least he's out saying labeling news as fake is very dangerous and is a blacklist and we shouldn't do it. So I singled him out for attacking me a bunch the last few days. And then I actually see him, though, at least agreeing, this attempt to attack. But then the international or a bunch of organizations of journalists have come out and said this is really dangerous. And plus, the new list the Washington Post is using, Weldon, it doesn't even say who it is. It's some nebulous website that lists Drudge and ourselves and says we're completely fake. And then Google puts alerts up on Google Chrome now saying, don't go to our sites. We're dangerous. I mean, folks, that is such a chevron, such a star, a gold star, a medal.
I think you want that. I mean,
exactly. They're like designating that we're the bad guys. All I just did was show you a bunch of medical studies. The TV's brain damaging your kids. Everybody knows that. What is fake about that? What they don't like, folks, is the sincerity. They don't like sincerity is where the power is, folks. That's when you get fully connected in your body with your gut, your brain, and your spirit is when you're for real and really care. You're not alive. You don't even activate your spirit. I didn't read this in some book or one of these phony churches. I know it. You don't activate yourself till you really care and until you really stop living in fear of what people think about you. And I'm just telling you, folks, you can do it anytime you want. You just say, God, come into me, show me the truth. I want to defeat evil. And it's just like God will say, are you ready for this? And then the doors go boom, blow back. And you're like, whoa. I'm just telling people, you can leave the matrix right now, folks. But let me tell you start down the rabbit hole. All I'm offering is the truth.
There's no doubt about that. 10 years ago, whenever I moved to Austin and started working for you, Alex, it definitely is a way to open your eyes and you see things different. And you read and you look into things and you're trying to find the truth. And then you all of a sudden it actually becomes a little addicting. Then all of a sudden you're looking for more of that. You're looking for sincerity in everything you do. And then actually, like you said, it's down the rabbit hole you go. And then
and once you've had sincerity and real love, not fake, you know, moral signaling. Once you've got the real thing, it's like a woman you really love. Suddenly, you don't want any other women.
It's fun. When I started cutting TV out, all of a sudden it's like I don't even want to see a TV at all. I don't even want to see. I don't care if it's not on. I don't even want to be around it. You know, I want to be out camping.
Oh, that's like people don't believe me that like this new Mel Gibson movie. I know they licensed some clips of me in there, and I'm in there, and I'm in this other movie and a bunch of. I mean, you name it, and I license them just because I'll see what they do. I just, you know, sign the agreement. Christian Bale movie, you name it. The point is, it's such a pleasure that I hosted like 4 shows on History and Discovery a few years ago, and I never watched one of them. I mean, let me tell you something. Most of these people, they're on the show, they're sitting down with their family. You know, it's like the X-Files characters based on me or whatever. But that's just a sign of success, breaking the matrix. It's like I don't get a power trip out of it, but I do take enjoyment, Weldon, in the fact that I don't watch any of it. Now, I did watch 2 of the X-Files. I did watch those.
Well, you already moved on. You're learning more things. You're discovering.
I'm in the real world. Not exactly. Well, you're awesome, brother. I'm going to come back at the big news straight ahead. Spread the word, folks. We're part of the awakening. You're part of the awakening. I love you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I never go off on jags like that in the last 18-minute segment for no reason. It's important sometimes to just ignore all the incredible news because we could talk about Kaepernick and all his garbage. I mean, this is just some idiot that watches TV all day and, you know, sees Google and Facebook funding all this race war crap. This is just some waffle head that thinks if he bitches and gets into political correctness that, you know, it's somehow he's trendy and cool and doing something avant-garde. When the guy's a joke. Bucking the system, defeating the system, overthrowing the system, empowering individuals is the answer. We have a scientific global dictatorship that is third wave colonialism, establishing corporate world governance. I talked about Reddit today. It was like, what is globalism? Is it like globalization? And everybody starts going, are you kidding? It's the announced form of planetary government in thousands of publications. They're like, oh, we heard the alt-right's into it. Does it exist? Of course they know they're globalist. It's all part of their game. The best hacks, like what a slow loris attack, is where they just hit you with a handshake to your computer but never even ask for a command. It's just the first point of connection. And then it's like, you know, like the punk kid would do in junior high. He'd reach out to shake your hand. They go, oh, I'm too cool to shake your hand. It was like practicing how to be dishonorable. That's what they do. Now, I hate to say, see, I told you so. But I have not believed Trump would get in office without a major fight since he won 2+ weeks ago. And I said that at the time. I said, okay, my spider sense says celebrate the victory over political correctness. Hillary's coming back. And I personally told Trump, I said, President-elect, she's going to still contest this. She's going to stage riots. They're going to try to get a recount. And justice has to be done. I understand the president doesn't go after people, but you know we need a strong attorney general, but I don't think you're going to get to that point. And he said, just a moment, just a moment. He comes back to me and goes, very interesting, Alex, tell me more. I got the feeling somebody else came on the line. I think the word I got was he'd been having an argument with somebody 5 minutes before about that exact thing. And I don't tell you these stories to impress you, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you these stories because not living in the matrix like the general public has brought me to this point. The real interfacing with reality is outside of the corporate system. Everything the corporate system does is to keep you controlled and programmable and not conscious and not awake and not your own person. So I'm going to break all this down. But of course, Hillary was behind the recount the entire time. The Democratic donors were behind it. And now Riz Priebus came out and sounded the alarm that she's going to try to overturn it. And they're trying to overturn the electors. And they're going to try to steal it on December 19th and the 20th at the Electoral College. I told you that a week and a half ago before the frickin' recount started because of the death threats and stuff going on to electors and also my sources. But I'll just be quite frank with you. 90% of what we do is right out of mainstream news. We just analyze it, but 10% is my gut, baby, and it's never wrong. Now, it doesn't mean Trump won't get in, but they're pulling out every stop. Now, I've done 58 minutes of broadcast here and haven't plugged one time. Other hosts plug every minute. Every 5 minutes. I need your support. This is Cyber Monday. We're extending Black Friday specials even more. Nobody's taking advantage of free shipping with promo code FREE at checkout. Just add F-R-E-E. Very low numbers of people purchasing stuff are adding FREE at checkout to get free shipping. That's fine. I'm going to support the podcast. We'll not get the free shipping. But we've got 30-40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food today only. That special didn't run the last week. Super high-quality storable food, InfoWarsStore.com. And send it specials, colloidal silver, 50% off, silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. Supernova Vitality, 30% off, and 30% off on X2, and there's other stuff. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. We need your support. We need your prayers. We are battle-hardened. We are committed. We are the spirit of 1776. No one can deny it. But frankly, I'm completely possessed by it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the